Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
Hello, people who listen to Spiritual Shock. I am your host, Lyric Lamour. All right. Today, I'm really just got a thought, and I'm just going to record what I'm thinking about pretty much. As I mean, I guess that's what all podcasts are, huh? That's what life is, period. You know, so I was just thinking, like, a lot of the times we want to do things, but we don't do it. And then you can be looked at as lazy. But a lot of the times your laziness comes because you're uninspired. And you might be doing it for vain reasons or not valid reasons. And yes, there is plenty of time where you just not being mentally strong or, you know, using your willpower to do what you need to do. The thing about not always being emotional and following your emotions and also taking control of your life and your thinking and the way you maneuver through life, it is very interesting to me because I know you have to have willpower, and I know you have to have control of your thoughts. And if you want to, like, eat healthy, it's not going to be easy. It's a battle. Like, if you listen to people that are in fitness and stuff, they don't want to work out all the time, and they don't want to, you know, eat right all the time. But they do it for the benefit of them, their body, and their life, and all that stuff. And a lot of the times, even I'm guilty of this, is when people aren't doing anything, you can be kind of harsh and mean. Like, a fitness person can be kind of harsh with somebody that's complaining about weight and size issues. And I know it's a human thing to be like, okay, why don't you, like, do something about it? But what I've been learning, and, you know, I kind of let people in on what I learned, because what you learn, you should be willing to give to others. You know, I have a limit to how much I give because, you know, a lot of people don't be ready for the real, you know, deep dive, because I would hit all the avenues if I have to. But since we're on social media, and right, you know, I'm kind of calm and all that stuff. And, you know, only a certain people can handle this. Okay. Hopefully it expands and become greater because of the things I want to do. But I want to say that it's a fine line, because I listen to people that always say you know, you just can't follow your emotions all the time. You have to be strong and don't let your body control you and all that stuff. And I even know that to be true too. But a lot of the times we confuse laziness with being uninspired. And the reason why I can say that, because I go through phases and I go through times, whether it lasts a week, a month, 6 months to a year and a half. Okay. You go through your phases, and I hear everybody when it comes to controlling your thoughts and fighting and having the willpower and all that stuff. But what I've been learning is you have to kind of get to know the difference of people being lazy or uninspired. And a lot of the times the uninspired and not having the willpower and the strength to not just fall back and keep falling back, there's a lot of blocks that happen, because not only do you have everything in life is going to come down to your personal traumas, what you haven't worked on or trying to heal. Because I have heard people like, you don't want to heal because, you know, you'll never be healed. But when I say healing, I think when most people say healing, they're just seeing, making sure you know what it is and fixing it and being able to not be so harsh and mean to yourself. That's what healing is, where you're not so harsh and mean to yourself, where you're hurting yourself, and then you go out in the world and just hurt other people, because hurt people hurt people, and that's what mostly everybody is doing, hurting each other. Okay. So it will be better if you get some therapy, talk to someone, you know, get some tools and find out why you're behaving like that. And then you know why you're behaving like that. And then you can kind of maneuver on working on it and become stronger and stronger and stronger. Because like I learned from many people, everything is a muscle. It takes strength. You got to do it over again. You're going to fall, get back up. It's like lifting weights, and get your mental strength. And when you have mental strength, there's in everybody, there's going to be things that people are really strong in, and everybody's going to have that thing where they're really weak and they're going to have to constantly work on, or just, or some people just like, I'm just be cool with that. Okay. Because there's things in me that I'll be like, I see it, but I don't really want to work on that right now. So, because if you pick your flaws, you're going to find a lot. Okay. Especially if you base it on how the world and the views that that we made up as human beings and just forced on each other. And, you know, that's why a lot of this stuff that you see going on, I say it all the time, like with the gayness and transgender and fluidness and he, she, we, they, and all that stuff. As you see all of that, because people are trying to step in who they really are and get people to be comfortable with the, I'm going to say, what word do I want to use? Make people comfortable with the many things that, and the many qualities and the many just unlimited potential and ideas and that we are, basically, because human beings are just not straight or never have been, really, no matter what nobody say. Sorry, there's nothing new under the sun, but you know, people are just tired of hiding it. They're being more open, and you know, it's just, I just been really like thinking about it, because I'm not gonna lie, it's been a little while now where I finally kind of got burnt out. And I think, and I really believe that you can kind of not only get burnt out in your job and stuff like that, I believe you can get burnt out on life, because sometimes it feels like you're trying and trying and you're not going in anywhere, and you're constantly learning what to do and what not to do, because we don't want to call it failure, because it's not failure. It's that you're trying and you, and it didn't work out. I'm like, okay, let's try something else. And after keep trying it over and over and over again, and as you keep progressing in age and all that stuff, you kind of get burnt out and you kind of get uninspired. And that can be looked at as lazy, because a lot of the times I be feeling lazy because I sit around and watch TV all day. I'm napping and sleeping or something like that. But I'm also doing things at the same time, and it may not be huge. And I think our problem is we always want to do big things, and we have, like, I don't know about you, but I have very big goals. Okay. I always have. And apparently I always will. And even though I still have big goals, and sometimes the big goals, I can get too mental about it. And that's what most people do. Get in your head about it. Cause that sounds too mental about it. Sounds kind of interesting, but you get too into your head about it and you're not at the level that you at. And then you have these plans and goals. And even though I have learned that having plans, that's why they say you want to make God laugh, make a plan, because you have these, like, we put limits on these huge goals. Like, I got to be this by 30 and I got to be this before I'm 22. And the younger generation out here, if you're like, especially if you like in your early 20s or, you know, in the teen years, I don't think nobody like that is listening to this type of stuff. But, you know, are listening to me. They probably listen to other people, but maybe not me yet. But it's just like, when you young like that, you're automatically seeing like, old, like these little kids that they like 20 is old. Like, oh my God, you're so old and all that stuff. So they're having like these large goals. And, you know, it is because of how our society moves fast, because of social media and seeing all the stars, because in social media and in life, the highlight is always the people that move the quickest or move the fastest. And that doesn't happen as much as it appears to be because of your eyes watching social media or being on Instagram or YouTube. Like the people I even watch on YouTube and stuff, they may have a large following, but Then I got to remember. I remember when I was following them, they didn't have a large following. I just happened to find them and like them. And now everybody is into them and all that stuff. And we don't really process the journey and the ups and downs. And I say this all the time because when people listen to these people, they want to listen to the highlights. They don't listen to the struggle. Like it seems to go in one ear and out the other. And then I think it's also because when we talk as human beings, it makes it sound so simple. Like, oh yeah, I had my hard times and there was times I didn't know what I was going to do and all that stuff. And it sounds so simple, but I work different and I hear different and I see things different a lot of the times. So even when I was young, I kind of understood, I understand more as I got older and older, but I kind of understood like, oh, it's going to take some work. But then when you start working, you don't realize how much time and effort it is really going to take. Because I always say this, and I have to say this all the time. And I would say this even when I have my goals come true and I go out and hopefully do what I have goals for. Okay. And I will always say this that we need to really listen. Like, I use YouTubers as a great example because I watch a lot of YouTube and have been for a while now. But how they tell you, I started a YouTube, I had no views, and nobody was listening, nobody was paying attention to me. And it took me a year to 2 years, especially the people I follow. They always, and I don't even do half of what they do, okay? They were like, I posted every day after work. I went online every day. Like, I played my video game every day. I was tired and I still did it. I made a video every day because I wanted to change my life. Or I did this and did this, and I didn't have no views. And I kept going. And I had some doubts because ain't nobody really watched me. I don't have no subscribers, but I just kept going and I kept going. Now, if you think about that, it took at least three. I'm gonna just go by real stories like that. She said it took about like 4 or 5 years. But if you think about that, 4 or 5 years of constantly uploading videos or taking pictures or constantly tweeting and not seeing any views or subscribers, okay? Are you posting all these videos and everything and nothing is happening? And then you just happen to post a video that either thought wasn't anything and it goes viral and your whole life has changed. I don't think we really comprehend that these people are doing this 365 days, okay, a year. And then you got to times that by 4 to 5 years before they seen real action. Or they'll talk about, I didn't get even paid off of YouTube until I did this for like 6 years. Like, you got to really comprehend that. And hearing those stories is it's like inspiring, but we don't realize the work it is and what you got to do. And then you don't realize that they're going for what they love, okay? And they're going for what they're meant to do, so that feels good, okay? So a lot of the times we're doing a lot of stuff that don't feel good. Let's just be honest. It don't feel good. We don't really like it. We're not inspired. And when you're not inspired, what do? You get lazy, you're burnt, you get burnt out, you get depressed, you get stressed. And then I guess a great example of this probably be like weight loss. Like, you want to lose weight, you get on a diet, and then you go hardcore on that diet. I trust me, I know about this. Okay. You go hardcore. You go hardcore on that diet. And then you find yourself not doing that diet anymore because you went so hardcore on it. And then you were so hard on yourself during the journey of the diet. And here you go, a hot mess, uninspired. Now people think you're just lazy and you don't want to eat right. You don't want to exercise, but you're uninspired because every time you tried it, you went too hard in the paint. And you get burnt out. The reason why I'm talking about this too, because I finally got burnt out on trying to work hard for companies because I've been doing it for years. It took a long time before I got burnt out. Okay. Years. Then but the Karen job burnt me out. And then it's like, and I know about losing weight because I'm not like big and people will make fun of me, but when you didn't have a belly and then you get a belly, you want your flat belly back and all that stuff. And I have got it back because I went hard in the paint. I've been vegetarian 6 months and got back down and was like, dang, they were like, look at you. And I did vegan for 3 months, got back down. Hey, look at you. Then I go back and eating meat and wilding out because that's not really what I wanted to do. I did it for the wrong reasons. I did it to lose weight and to appeal to myself and mostly the masses, because they tell you having a flat stomach and doing this is the end thing. And that's the reason why you people, oh God, I hate to say people's names and all that stuff, but I just want to put this in perspective. What I do not like, although I don't talk about this, but I like to say certain things. This is not to drag anybody or anything, because that's not what I'm here to do. What I do not like, because I watch a show and they talk about Lizzo, how she's confident and everything. Then she'll cry about her weight and then she'll go out there and twerk and then be upset and all that stuff. What I do not like is the judgment on it. I don't say anything about that kind of thing. I don't even respond to them when they talk like that. It's because you're inspired and they're trying to, she's trying to work, and she do love her body and she do like herself, but just like anybody else in this world, you're not always confident. The difference is she on social media, she's expressing it, she's being vulnerable, and she's telling you when she looks, when she's feeling good, you get to see it. When she's feeling bad, you get to see it. When she's high off just life and herself, you get to see it. And when she's crying about being picked on and bullied on, which everybody does, whether they want to be honest about it or not. Okay. Okay. And whether they want to be real about it or not, we all go through emotional roller coasters. People just try to act like they just happy all the time. They just joyful all the time. They don't ever get lazy and uninspired and all that stuff. That stuff is unrealistic. It's not cute. And when people act like they can't do no wrong and everything, because whether I don't care how you feel about me, because people be saying, I think I know everything, and I sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And people be like, oh, you think you just all that imperfect? No, you think that, because at the end of the day, I'm not afraid to express my flaws and all that stuff. You just the one that ignoring when I tell you my flaws, and because I try to be high vibration most of the time. That's why I always tell y'all, it's not what you do. Okay, you may not can't do something all of the time, but you can do something most of the time. And when you do something most of the time, people tend to just see that. So even when you have your flaws and all that stuff, because you're such a good person most of the time, you're gonna automatically say you're a good person because that's what you're giving most of the time. Okay, but yeah, it's just like that's just life. People get burnt out. People have emotions. People have ups and downs. People feel confident 1 minute and they can feel unconfident a next minute, because we all got a weakness and we all got something mentally that we need to build up and be strong. And there's going to be things that is seems like it's so hard to conquer that it seems like you're being lazy. Like even me, it seems like I'm being lazy, but I'm building my mental muscle all the time. Okay. And that's the trick, because I think people expect to always see the progress, but the most important progress in your life that you're going to do is not going to be seen by anyone but you. Okay? And yeah, so sometimes I feel lazy and stuff too. And I'll be like, well, when you feel like this is the key I'm going to give, because I don't want to give away everything, because everybody don't be ready to get deep. So we're going to keep it light, light. Okay? So the simple thing that you can do is not be, everybody say this because it's so true. I'm gonna try to keep it simple like everybody else. Okay. Okay, and just gave you a little extra at the beginning, trying to, give you, okay. But the simple answer is what most people say, because a lot of people, the reason why I do this too, because the truth is out there, and it'd be simple answers. The problem with us as human beings, we try to make everything so damn complicated for no reason. The answers is already out here. Okay. We say it all the time. Our parents have said it. You ain't said, you have said it. You ain't seen millions of movies and TV shows. You get the answer all the time. It's just the answer is so simple. It's like it can't be that simple, but it really is. One thing I learned about being human, okay, like I knew. Okay, one thing I learned about being human, because we all spiritual beings in the body, and I feel more like a spiritual being in the body, so sometimes I don't be feeling like I'm human. So I gotta ground myself, because I like to be in tune with my spirit, and sometimes you get a little too spiritual, a little too high that you don't get grounded. And that's why, here's a little secret. Some people that I have committing suicide that you know are that some people that talk very suicidal. Please get them help, because some of those people are spiritually connected, not all, but some people are spirit. This is the problem with being spiritually high, that you see the world so bad and you see the flaws of it so bad because you can see what it could be. Trust me, I know. Okay. That you don't want to live here anymore because you can feel the goodness and greatness of your spirit. People don't know that, but it's true. Some people are tired in this life because they are spiritually, they're too spiritual and they don't balance it out, or they don't ground themselves. I know about being a little too spiritual and it can make you complain a lot. Okay. You can see examples of this in early podcast episodes. Hell, you can see examples of it popping up every now and then. Okay. Because just like Lizzo, I'm not afraid to show my ups and downs and be a human being. So, after saying that, the simple thing is they say it all the time. Stop being so hard on yourself. It's okay. Let's try again tomorrow. That's why I love Zach and Trey and their podcast too. They very funny and they joke about it, but they keeping it real. You really do gotta, because you're still gonna, let's just be honest, you're still gonna be hard on yourself. I don't care how spiritual you is, how grounded you is. You are a spiritual being having a human experience, and you're doing this human experience for a reason, like I always say. And you have all your emotions for a reason, because you're gonna have to feel them eventually. Okay, the good ones and what we call the bad ones, although they're not really bad, but that's a whole nother conversation. If you want to get deeper with it, holler at your boy. But yeah, so if you just gotta not be so hard on yourself and say it's okay. Like, even when I'm hard on myself, oh, it's okay, we'll try again tomorrow. If I fail tomorrow, you know what, eventually, let's just, and you gotta add little things. One thing they tell, I love people that knows the brain and how the brain works. And one thing about the brain is the reason why they say this all the time too, and it goes in one ear and out the other for people. The reason why diets and stuff don't work is because you're, like I said at the beginning, you're going ham. Like, you're going in. I'm on this diet and you're going in. I'm not eating this and you don't, and you're being hard on yourself, and you're fighting your urges and all that stuff. And you think, oh yes and oh yes. But after a while, it's gonna burn you out. So the trick is not so to be hard on yourself. And that's why I've been really learning about time, not putting time limits on stuff, which is very hard to do, because it's like, you got to do this, you got to do that. Like, this got to be done by this and all that, because we always got time restraints on us, especially if you got a job, okay, and you're working. But you really do got to slowly do it. Like, I like snacking, so it's hard for me to get out snacking. And sometimes my willpower is so strong that I can't just strictly just be healthy. But the reason why that doesn't work is because you're not supposed to do that. The brain is used to doing a certain thing, and now all of a sudden you're just stopping it and saying, no, we're going to do this. But the brain is like, but we've been doing this, okay? So I'm going to keep giving you these same urges and urges and urges, and then eventually you fall prey to your brain. So basically, they say you got to introduce things. Like, if you want to be vegan, instead of going hard on vegetarian like I did, just go went hard in the paint and just said, and then, sometimes it works. Some people can do this, but I'm just saying most people can't. There's always a special percentage, okay? But most of us is going to have to say, okay, I'm gonna do this, but I'm gonna eat like kale today. And I'm gonna try to add some vegetables in and not eat a bag of chips every day. Or, let's try to eat good for one day. Okay. And then, I'm saying, then I'll go back like to eating like meat. Okay, let's try 2 days, or let's eat healthy but get a bag of chips, or I'm gonna eat healthy, but I'm gonna eat ice cream. Okay. And then, I'm saying, just you just gotta, it's a process, okay? And when you don't do the process, you'll do like me. Like, you'll just go ham with the snacks, okay? Like I did lately, huh? Okay? And then not go ham with the vegetables and all that stuff. But I think I went ham right there, because I did go from vegetarian, then ate normal, then go vegan. And then I tried to go back and forth, and I really didn't want to do it because I was trying to go ham. And just like I said, even I, knowing that, I still wasn't listening to that. And then it's just like, because you don't want the time constraint. You're trying to get it all done now, and that's a huge problem. So even though I've been really just not really eating healthy and all this stuff right now, but during this process, I am learning like everything does take time, and older people are just as impatient as younger people just because of how life moves and because we're able to have things in the palm of our hands and see what we need to see when we want to see it, okay, and do what we want to do when we want to do it. When we get bored, we pick up a phone and we entertain ourselves. We have most people that I know don't have cable. We stream, so we're able to watch what we want to watch when we want to watch it. We don't listen to the radio. The people I know, I don't know who you know, but we're not listening to the radio. We're streaming, so I get to hear whatever song I want to hear, and I can skip it around whenever I want to. So it's a lot that's catered to us. Like even our social media, we think we know it all, but it is basically tailored to you. That's why they got algorithm. That's why they got a For You page. That's why your news feed feeds into what you're into. It's like, so you're basically getting catered to more than ever in life. So if you're getting catered to, and adults are so bad, okay, that's what I've been learning too. Like adults are just as bad as the kids and teenagers they talk about, because if you're not doing what they want, they're frantic and having attitudes and become very childish and immature really quick. Okay, that's what I learned from the neighbors I ain't had and from and just watching people, and that's when I realized, I really don't want no relationship. Okay. And I really don't want no friendships or anything unless these people have some type of spiritual connection, some type of grounding, and they gotta be and they respect boundaries and spaces, and they know how to communicate, okay? And they know how to hold their own and sit in their own bodies. And me having that, it made me realize I always kind of seemed like that, and that's why I kind of always been a loner. And all that stuff. And when I do get real friends and stuff, I feel like I don't have real friendships because it's like I haven't had that really in my life. So it explains so much when you really find out what is it that I want and need. And then you got to give yourself time because it took time. I've been having friends, and I used to cater to people and stuff when I was young. I'm not afraid to say that. And I used to do stuff for other people. But in the last few years, is I was building myself to find out what do I like? What do I want? What kind of friendships do I want? What is my boundaries? Oh, I knew my boundaries then. I was doing that when I was young. I cut people off if they said certain things. And you know what? Do I want to change that? No, I actually like that boundary. But I don't like that I was so hard on people that I wasn't forgiving. And then I was like, but what is it? Why wasn't I forgiving? Okay. Well, they didn't really show me that they changed. They just told me that they changed. So my thing is, if you can show me that you changed, then I'm gonna allow you back in. Because back in the day, even if you probably would have showed me that you changed, I would still block you. You know what? I know back in the day I did that, because even my mom was like, they trying to show you that. I was ruthless, okay? So, but still kind of ruthless, but a little bit nice. And then understanding, like, yeah, sometimes I'm a little too nice and all that stuff, but it was all for a reason, okay? Like everything, every time I be nice and let people slide, and I even said it before, and then it happened again, okay? That it I literally do it right at the right time, where it's a whole case build up, okay? Like, whoa, like. You got all this? Wow, it's a whole case build up because, it's just being human. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just gonna get burnt out, and some things that you learn, you're gonna have to relearn again. That's just life, okay? And it's okay, is what I'm really trying to say at the end of the day. That's what people are trying to say on all this stuff. Like, it's okay. Okay. It's okay to get help. It's okay to get assistance. It's okay to go to counseling. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to talk. That's basically what you hear all day, is just going in one ear and out the other. And then you're like, what am I supposed to? The answers is out here. Okay. You're getting them all the time. You just have to open your ears and listen. Okay. They're in TV shows and movies. Trust me. I sit around watching TV shows and movies all day. Okay. And it's there. Trust me. It's always there. Okay, but yeah, so I just wanted to talk about that real quick because it just was on my mind. Like, you got to really ask yourself, am I being lazy or am I uninspired? And then you got to ask yourself, what is going to inspire me? And then I don't know if you spiritual, where you believe in like spirit guides, angels, and all that stuff, get to talking to them is basically what I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying? I actually been learning how to talk to your like angels and spirit guides a little bit better and all that stuff. But it's just like, it really boils down with people being too hard on themselves. And you got to really find out, am I doing this because of society? Because, or am I, you know, what I've been learning lately also is, I think it's just going to always be there, because there's certain things, not a lot, but there's certain things where I feel a certain type of way. And I'm like, I really examined that. And I also want to put a disclaimer. You don't want to examine yourself where you're just so hard on yourself. What I have learned is how to examine life and try not to judge it so harsh. And that takes time, you know? So, yes, in conclusion, because I'm going all over the place and I don't want to get deep on that. I'm trying. Okay. So, in conclusion, you know, yes, you're going to need willpower. And you're going to have to build that up. And you don't want to just cater to every emotion and all that stuff. Because I have controlled my emotions very strongly. Got kind of burnt out on that. Now I'm emotional. Okay. Okay. Because I kind of was holding my emotions in. And that's the thing, too. Like, that's a great example. How I hold my emotions in and my hurts and all that stuff. Now I'm vulnerable. And people are not used to it. Like the current job I'm at, they're not used to me like being snappy and all that stuff. And I had to get to the point where I explain, like, you just got to be vulnerable. Like, I'm just snappy now, and I tell you why I'm snappy. And like, it's a lot going on. And then I'm still cool. I'm still a cool individual, because if you live the life I live and be in the places I've been, you got to be cool. But I'm also still me, and it's accepting it. And I still have points where you'd be like, oh, I wish I was like cuter, or I wish I looked different, or people would like me more and all that stuff. But what I do is just try not to be hard on yourself and remember, are you doing that because of society, or is that the way you really feel? And I guarantee you, without a doubt in my mind, that a lot of the things that you're going to find out is because other people wanted you to, not because you wanted you to. Like, think about it. I thought I was done and I'm still going. Okay. Like, think about it. When it comes to your looks and stuff, you really don't like the way you look because of other people or what you've seen of other people. That's mostly life. Man, that's why I'm going to start. That's why I got goals. There's things out here that need to be taught and minds need to be open. And it's just so crazy. Like, we're so, I mean, I guess it's for a reason, you know, but we're so, like, even when it comes to, like, people complaining about the gay agenda and all this gay stuff, and people talking about the he, she, we, and being misgendered, like, everybody is so sensitive, and I know exactly why we're so sensitive, and I know exactly, I don't want to say exactly, but I know a plan to heal a lot of things and to make life better, I guess you could say. And hopefully one day the goal that I have can come true and we can make this world a little bit better than before and change some people's lives. But for real, all I can say for this on lazy and uninspired, sometimes you are being lazy and sometimes you're just uninspired and you're going to really have to examine. I wish I could just talk to people like, are you being lazy? Because I know when I'm being lazy. You know what I'm saying? And I know when I'm just uninspired. And I'm going to be really honest. The reason why I feel lazy now is because I'm uninspired. Okay? I'm inspired to do this podcast. And I'm inspired to, like, post a video and all that stuff. And I don't mind doing it when I want to do it. And I don't want to be hard on myself. Like, oh, I got to post, keep continuously post, because I want to be liked. And I need to get out here and change my life. It'll happen when it happens. And that's what I'm really just trying to say in a, over and over again, as in anybody when they're trying to say something, it's going to be different stories and different ways to say the same thing. Stop being so hard on yourself. It's like, it's okay. And just like many people out here teaching, I have to do the same thing. I have to tell myself, it's okay. Like, calm down. It's okay. Calm down. It's okay. You know, you're going to be all right. Like, you really got to boost your self-esteem. You got to You constantly working on yourself, whether you know it or not, subconsciously or consciously. I try to do a lot of things consciously, try to anyway. And and ups and downs is gonna happen. And I know, especially like if you're a celebrity and all that stuff, and everybody in your business, you're hearing everybody's comments a little bit harder and all that stuff. But you gotta learn not to get into the comments and all that stuff like that. And you just gotta find out, am I doing this for me or am I doing it because everybody else is telling me to do it? That's the biggest thing I can really tell you. Okay. How do you do that? Well, I hope one day that my goals come true with having own classes and all this stuff and teaching people this and having a bomb ass team, okay, that can make this happen because I really say this all the time. The thing about life I learned is it's all about your mental. And if your mental ain't right, it's your life is just not gonna be right. And you and I always say this too. There's people out here got everything that you think you want in life, but their life is unfulfilled and they're not happy. Because yes, mentally, I was about this job and I got all this money. And I got all this fame, or I got all this money, and I can buy anything I want. But I got a hole in me because I don't know me, I don't love me, and I don't have people that really love me around me. Okay. And I don't have the strength or the power to heal that. So I go out and do drugs or go out and party and buy more material things and say, hey, look, I'm richer than you, I'm better than you, and I got these cars and everything. Like, you gotta find yourself to be whole. It's a whole different level. Trust me, I know this too. Okay. When you feeling good and you love yourself and you're on that high and you just know who you are and you walking in your power and your strength and all that good stuff. And when you talk your shit, then oh my God, it's totally different than trying to fill a void and fill a hole. And I feel the difference. When I'm talking noise to film the whole, it feels totally different than just living in my body and then talking that noise. Like, oh, yeah, I got this and I'm happy too. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, find your happiness. Okay. You are valuable. You are worthy. And you need to find out how to use your God energy and stop letting everybody else in the world use it. Okay. That's probably the hardest thing to do in life. And that's what I want to make easier in life. And that's why I want to make it like into a class and have sections and have different things and I just don't want spiritual stuff. Like I have so many ideas because it always flows to me how to make life a little bit better. And yes, right now my life ain't what I want it to be. But you gotta remember, heck, I'm taking care of myself better than a lot of people, okay? You know what I'm saying? Without any help, I'm doing it by myself. So, you gotta big yourself up in them situations. Like, I don't have a roommate, I don't have friends, I don't have people I can call on, and I take care of myself pretty well, okay? So, you just gotta ease up on yourself and push yourself a little bit harder. And not only that, slowly, because like you learn about the brain, slowly intimate slowly put things in your life. Okay, if you want to eat right, all right, I'm going to eat more vegetables than chips and all. Just cut it down. Like, okay, I eat a lot of sugars. Cold turkey for a lot of us, because of how the brain works, do not work. Okay, and time. Things are going to take time, okay? Whether you like it or not. Don't get so caught up. I'm basically giving you the summary for real now, okay? Don't get caught up in the stories and the Instagrams and all the stuff you see on there, because what we tend to forget, okay, when we hear stories and we see people's good life is the journey for that life, okay? We tend to forget that journey. And we tend to forget how long that journey is, because it sounds so simple for somebody to say, I've been trying to be a singer or a dancer or a rapper or whatever since I was this age. And then they get in the industry and they blow up. we tend to forget. It's 365 days in a year, so add up them years, okay? How hard was they working? Okay, like I like telling people because I love Beyonce, because I feel like she one of the hardest working people in the industry. From seeing her interviews and her behind the scenes and stuff, and how her employees and stuff talk about her, that you know she allows to talk. You know what I'm saying? But but it's like, that's why I always tell people, you can say somebody overrated and all this stuff, and how's they doing this and I'm not doing this, or why is Beyonce? Are you going to work as hard as Beyonce? Okay. Everybody want to be Beyonce, but don't nobody want to work as hard as Beyonce. So you got to take that stuff in consideration. You don't want to work as hard as her. Okay. She was dancing and singing all day, all night, losing talent shows, had a record deal, didn't even go through, all this stuff for years. Her daddy had a boot camp. Okay. She was singing and dancing and stuff all day, all night. That's why they say she's the machine. Like, she moves like a robot. Jay-Z had to slow her down a little bit. Like, okay, put her in the middle of the ocean. I like using Beyonce as a great example, because she was working. Okay. That's why Beyonce is Beyonce. She had a goal, she had a dream. She did not give up, and she was working even when she failed over and over again. Even when Star Search gave her, say she is not, let somebody else win before her. Even when she had a record deal and they didn't even know what to do with them, okay, and the record deal failed, she kept going. Even when her mom and dad had a separation, all that stuff is out there for you to see. You just not listening and paying attention and not taking it in. Then you want to be mad at Beyonce because Beyonce is Beyonce and you don't know how hard she worked to be Beyonce, okay? Because you are probably looking at the movie videos and all that stuff. You're looking at the videos and the concerts and everything, and forgot that she had to do 6 months of this and all that stuff. That's why she had to kind of show y'all on the Netflix. Girl, we had to rent out the studio. It was 3 months. We was working 12 hours, and she still had kids and stuff. She still be working with kids and a husband and all. She still be working like that because she wanted to be good and great and entertaining, and that's why she is Beyonce, okay? And that's why other artists that come out there, they're good, but they're not Beyonce. That's why Beyonce is Beyonce, and Beyonce is a celebrity to the celebrities, okay? They don't, no offense to some, but these other artists, they don't be doing that with them, but they do that with Beyonce, okay? Beyonce has a line waiting to say hi to her at award ceremonies and stuff like that, okay? Ain't no other artists doing that. Who's standing in line having other celebrities stand in line to say hi to them? They got video footage of this, even on TikTok, where celebrities were standing in line to say hi to Beyonce, okay? Because ain't nobody else entertaining like that, whether you like her or not, okay? So that's how you get it done. So before you talk about somebody, okay? Okay, and talk about what they got, okay? You need to remember the work that was put in, okay? Just like when I'm inspired and doing and motivating everybody want to suck up my energy, be all up in my business and be all in, but they didn't put in the work, and then they want to be mad and jealous. What you mad and jealous for? You ain't even done the work, okay? That's why jealousy and stuff comes slow to me. It's very rare that I get jealous, because I know what life is, being knowing what life was, okay? Even my own mom said, you only get jealous every now and then, okay? Okay, she can be shocked and kind of happy that I get my mom was kind of shocked and kind of happy when I got jealous, because it barely happened. And then she was like, oh, okay, like I ain't never really seen you, because it's just like I knew that from when I was young, okay? Because I'm a quick learner. I like to learn about life. You know, I like to learn about life more than anything. And I knew that when I was young. Like, it really ain't no use to being jealous, because you got a different life from them, and you don't know what work it put in, okay? Yes, I know people talk about, throwing out names this time. See, I thought I was done, but this show gonna be kind of long, okay? Because I don't stop until I'm ready to stop, and you don't have to listen anyway, okay? It don't matter. You can fast forward. You can turn it off. I don't give a damn. That's why I do it for me anyway, which I still see. That's why you got to do it for yourself, and then you end up being the inspiration anyway, okay? But it's just like the Kardashians and all that stuff. Yes, I understand. I get it. People, they being billionaires and but you born in a rich family and all that stuff. Like, even though people talk about Donald Trump and all that stuff, and I'm not too fond of his policies and what he say anything, but at the end of the day, and I talk about a little noise too, but at the end of the day, okay, his parents did what they had to do, okay? they got rich and they're able to give their kids millions of dollars. The Kardashians, they got rich. So now when their kids and stuff getting to come out and their family come out, they can have a business more quickly. They got the hookup. They got the hookup. They've been there. They got there. They got the hookup now. Anything they drop, people are inspired about them. You talk about them, but they still got a show. Okay. They still got a show. You still in their life. You still in their business. You still on their social media. I can say that because I ain't on their social media in their life like that. I don't watch the show and all that stuff. But I'm not going to go around and talk about them. Hey, they had to do what they got to do. And yes, there's white privilege out there. Yes, it's who you know. And they may moved up a little quicker, a little faster and everything. But at the end of the day, it's just like, are you going to put in the work? Are you going to marry a rich man? Are you going to have the business mind that they mother got, okay, and make everything into a business, into a money, and to make things work out for your benefit, okay? Even if you F up, you can have it on the show and make you yourself look good, okay? Okay? And then you want to be mad at them. I ain't going to be mad. Well, I'm jealous of them, for girl. They doing what they want to. They doing what they know to do and with what they got and with their mentality, okay? Well, I'm going to be mad at for. Do you want to put, I know they say Kim broke up, moved up because of the sex tape and, you know, people always got, but she was doing stuff before that. And her mother, Kris Jenner, was married to like a lawyer. And OJ's like he helped OJ and all them. So it's just like, girl. Do you want to put in the time? Do you want to be like Kris Jenner and make everything like a business? Do you have that type of mindset to make your kid like, what you going to be jealous for, okay? What you jealous for? Are you going to put in the work and the time that they put in to do that? Do you want cameras to follow you all day, every day, and all night, and all day, and go in there and edit it down and have somebody follow you around all day and seeing your life and have no privacy? Or do you want to reenact stuff? Like, do you want to do that, okay? If you don't want to do that, then what the hell are you jealous for? People jealous. Jealousy is a fake. It's an illusion. It's a con. Okay. I know I was talking about lazy and uninspired, but maybe that's why you lazy and uninspired, because you're too worried about what everybody else is doing and you letting your jealousy and your hatred and stuff confuse you about the work and time and unlaziness that they had to do to get to where they need to be at. Okay. Hello. Anyway. Okay. You think, and everybody talking about singing and dancing, they ain't no job. Are you going to go on tour? Are you going to do 163 cities and do 2-hour shows 163 times? Okay. And only have a 1 or 2 day break. Okay. Okay. Let's not act like people ain't out here doing stuff. That's why I don't be talking too much about stuff like that. Y'all can talk about it. That's what y'all want to do. But I know better. So I do better. Okay. That's why you don't be hearing me talking about why you don't talk about, because it's not, I don't care about that. Okay. That's why I don't comment on certain stuff, because I don't care about it. Okay. It's not my concern. Okay. I see what I see. I'm not putting in that time of work. I see things different from you. And hey, if you don't like the way I move, that's your problem. It ain't none of my problem. That's the reason why I don't talk about certain things. That's the reason why on my podcast, even though gossip and celebrity gossip and stuff is all that all popular and stuff, I don't do that, because I don't see what you see and I don't hear what you hear. Okay. So if you ever want to know why I don't talk about celebrity gossip and don't talk about certain things and all that stuff, that's the reason why I answered the question now on Lazy or Uninspired podcast episode, which end up being an hour. Okay, I end up talking hella long on this podcast. It's almost 50 minutes in. Okay, if you even made it this far, okay? If you made it this far, congratulations for listening to the Spiritual Shop podcast with Lyric Lamour and not giving up on me. And thank you. I appreciate you. Anyway. Anyway, but for real, okay, maybe that's why you lazy and uninspired, because you up here looking at all this good stuff and you don't realize the work that is being put in, okay? That's what people be doing. They just, all they do is dance. All they do is sing and stuff. That ain't no job. Are you going to do rehearsals? Are you going to show up 12 hours? Are you going to do all of that? And some people don't even do that. That's why their shows be whack. But if you want to be a good entertainer, are you going to put in the time in the work and all that stuff? Like, y'all really be tripping me out sometimes, okay? Everybody want to be jealous, mad, and upset at somebody, but don't want to do the same work they do and want to talk about somebody, okay? But won't even do the same work that they do. Want to talk about why somebody always happy and joyful, but don't want to put in the work for themselves to get healing so they can be happy and joyful, but want to put down the person that's happy and joyful instead of being inspired by them, okay? Instead of saying, hey, I want to know what you do so I can kind of figure out what I need to do to do it that same way. That's what's smart. people do. But what I found out in this life, a lot of people don't want to be smart, okay? A lot of people don't want to be intelligent. And that ain't just no kids and teenagers. Most of this come from adults, because adults are the one raising the kids and the teenagers that they talking about. Hello. But anyways, thank you for listening to I'm finally done. I got it out now. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Shock with Lyrical Lamour. As I end most of my podcasts, because I don't end every podcast, like there's going to be some episodes where I just end it. But I've been doing kind of good, trying to keep this going, okay? Trying to make sure I say it on almost every podcast when I remember, okay? Because this is all flow. I don't write no script, or I don't write anything down. I just let it flow, let it be, because that's the gift for me. Anyway. So, like I say, at the end of most of my podcasts, when people are in their deathbeds, they ain't talking about what they did try. They are talking about what they didn't try. I wish they would have tried. Okay. So that alone showed me, because I like learning from life, and I like to keep my ears and eyes open. Okay. To take in some of the greatest lessons life can give me. And that's a great lesson, that trying matters. So if you got a dream, you need to try, okay? So you won't be complaining in your deathbed like, oh, I should have at least, I don't care if all you did was karaoke, okay? If you a singer, going to karaoke and open mic is a good thing, okay? All right? Okay, if you want to be a doctor and lawyer, going to school is a good thing, okay? You want to own your own business and you don't know how, do what I do. Start with a podcast and YouTube. That's a good thing. Trying matters, okay? So trying matters. Don't give up. Try and dust yourself off and try again. And dust yourself off, try again. Get burnt out, take a little break, and then dust yourself off and try again. Okay? Because trying matters. Okay? So that when you be in your deathbed, you don't have to say, man, dang, I wish I would have did this and I would have did that. You be like, I did that and I did that and did that. I had a goal to be a superstar, but I just end up doing this. And you know what? I'm all right. I guarantee you. When people are in their deathbed, when they try, those are the people that die happy. When they resolve issues because they tried to resolve issues, that I asked for forgiveness. They didn't forgive me, and it's okay. I forgive them. I forgive myself, and I'm going to die freaking happy. Okay? Pay attention when people are in their deathbeds, and I guarantee you'll see that. Anyway, that's when I learned trying matters. And I didn't have to see my personal people in deathbeds. I can see people in deathbeds in reality shows, movies, televisions, friends and families going through their people. Like, they're tired. They did what they had to do when they are satisfied with life and leave happy. Okay, because they tried. Okay, and then they even talk about what they wish they would have done. Don't be that person that wished they would have had done something. Do it. And remember that failure is not failure. It is just the opportunity to learn and grow and to become better. Okay. You may not be an NBA star, but because you tried, you are teaching other people. You became a coach. You're still in the game of basketball. You may not be a ballerina dancer. I can use This Is Us. She may not be, if you watch This Is Us, what's the black woman's name? Oh, God, I don't know her name on the show. But she wanted to be a ballerina, and then she had doubt, and some people told her she wouldn't. But she still loved dance, and even though it took years and years and years and years, because this happens in real life, okay? Because she tries, and she remembers her dream, and she tries again, she becomes a teacher for the ballerinas and all that stuff. That is still in the area, in the category of what you want to do. You still get to dance and you get to teach people to dance, and therefore you feel like you're still living your dream, all because you didn't give up and you tried instead of complaining and talk about what you do, and ain't nobody see you do nothing. Okay? Not a damn thing. And then you in your deathbed like, I always wanted to sing, but I was too scared to go karaoke. Girl, you better get your balls and your vagina, when I say girl, I mean everybody. But let's say guys and girls, get your balls, okay? Grab your balls, grab your vagina, okay? Hold on to your breast assist. Man up, woman up, okay? Get your voice, okay? That you say you can sing, get your voice, go to karaoke. Okay, Google open mic. Trust me, I've been there, done that. Okay, Some stories need to be saved for when I get out there to change people's lives, okay? I know a little bit about the entertainment industry. I know a little bit about making a little change, okay, from singing and dancing, okay? But but you got to try, okay? Because that's what I did when I had to try. Even move to a different state, okay, to try. And won competitions and everything, you got to try, okay? Trying matters. I end up talking about it way longer because I'm just inspired. See, this is what I'm talking about. Sometimes you just have very good days where you're just inspired and you're just talking and you're just the best and you're just doing your thing, okay? And then sometimes you just don't want to do it, okay? It's okay, okay? You know what I'm saying? But, like, if you still having a career about it and you don't want to do it, you're going to have to still do it, okay? That's when you don't really learn. That's when you really learn willpower and standing in your own. So sometimes, you know, it's not that you're uninspired. It's not that you're lazy. It's just you're uninspired. And sometimes life has to show some things up to get you inspired again. And then people are like, oh my God. That's why some people are like, they were so lazy. Have you ever heard stories? I had a cousin, niece, that nephew, auntie, uncle, and everybody thought they wasn't going to do nothing or be nothing. And then they just doing the thing. Like, girl, I thought they'd never do nothing. But they doing so good. Like, they got this. I have. Okay, like they do because they found something that's they jig and now they're inspired and now you don't see them as lazy anymore. So sometimes, not all the time, we got to make sure we say that. Okay, sometimes it's not laziness, it's being uninspired. Okay, anyway, okay, I'm finally done for real, for real, for real. Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Shop Podcast with Lyric Lamour. I took up a whole hour. I said I stopped doing podcasts this long, but when it flows, it flows. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Shock. I am your host, Lyric Lamour. And you know, like this thing, share this thing, listen to it anywhere where podcasts are, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Deezer, what else is out there? Google, what did I say? Google, iHeartRadio. Yeah, we there. Anyway, thank you for listening. See you again soon. Bye.